Chapter 4. Yes, a dinosaur. I mean, I've never seen one before, but this thing was reptilian, walked on two legs, and had a long tail trailing behind it. Yeah, the eyes appeared to be on its shoulders, and its neck was long like a trunk and ended in a toothy mouth. So maybe enormous demonic anteater would have been a better description, but I'm going with dinosaur.
The human was almost as baffling to me.
He wore a flight jacket and combat trousers and looked to be in his 50s. He was square-jawed, muscular for his age, and his mustache stuck out a good 15 centimeters to either side. As the dinosaur stormed forward, the man slipped expertly down the animal's flank, then hit the ground and rolled. It was just about the most incredible entrance I'd ever seen. Why hadn't I ever been able to ride a dinosaur into combat, then dismount with a flourish? Oh, wait. Escaping. Right. The stranger's arrival had taken all attention off me. Now, I shouted at M'Bot. I heaved up to a squatting position, then tried to stand, pulling with all my strength to snap the root I'd been tied to. M'Bot hovered up beside me, towing the root with his light line as I'd asked. With his added strength, the root gave, and I stumbled free. I found my balance and pushed my hands down my back and squatted, then pulled my bound wrists under my feet to get my hands in front of me. There are advantages to being my shape and size.
Excellent to meet you in person, my cytonic friend, the stranger said, bounding up to me and yanking out a hunting knife.
I proffered my hands, and he sliced the ropes with a single cut. Then he offered his own hand in a gentlemanly sort of way.
Chet Starfinder, interdimensional galactic explorer.
He had to shout over the sound of the monster rampaging through the camp. The ground shook with its thundering gait.
That's an awesome name, I shouted at him. Thanks, I made it up myself. What now?
Fancy stealing a starfighter? I said, pointing.
Music to my ears, young lady, he shouted back. It's been far too long since I've had the chance.
Unfortunately, the sleek ship was already taking off. The pirates had scattered. Only three remained, the male Burl, the glowing-eyed female Burl he was trying to pull to safety, and Vlep. He was shooting at the dinosaur, which remarkably didn't seem to be hurt by the energy blasts. We still had a chance to grab one of the civilian ships, a shuttlecraft. I hesitated, though, eyeing Vlep. The feathered alien had the pouch with my father's pin. For some reason, in that moment, the pin felt more important.
Change of plans, I said, running for Vlep.
Chet joined me in my charge. Vlep continued firing at the dinosaur, which was ignoring him in favor of snapping toward one of the ships as it took off. I hit Vlep from behind, right at the knees, sending him sprawling. Chet scooped up the gun while I pulled at the struggling Heklo's uniform coat, eventually yanking the pouch out of his pocket.
Freeze!
A voice said from behind. I spun and found the sleek ship hovering nearby. Destructors pointed at me. Vlep took the chance to scramble away, leaving me without a captive. Chet dropped the gun and threw his hands up. Ship-mounted weapons would be powerful enough to vaporize us completely. Fortunately, the pilot had forgotten the dinosaur. It seized the wing with a furious bite. I dove for the underbrush, and Chet was only a moment behind me. M'Bot belatedly swooped over to us. I glanced at the last ship, but Vlep was climbing aboard, and the others were firing on the dinosaur. Crossing that clearing would be risking death from a stray shot.
I believe, Chet said, Operation Ship Steal will have to be canceled. My regrets.
It's all right, I said.
Shall we?
He said, gesturing into the jungle.
I'd rather not remain in the line of sight of those vessels.
In the clearing, the female Burl had come out of her daze and slammed the male against a tree. He slumped to the ground, his eyes closed, and she turned immediately toward me, as if she could sense where I was. Her eyes looked like they'd grown over with skin, smoothing the sockets. But deep within her skull, two white dots, glowing with what I could feel distinctly was an intense hatred, shone through. My breath caught in my chest. Then the Burl pointed and screamed at me.
Scud.
I gave up any last hope of getting one of those ships. I joined Chet and dashed into the jungle, chased by the sounds of destructor fire and monster roars.